Hello, this is Susan from Executive Voice. We have had such an awful winter with lots of cold, and even last week it was pretty chilly. I'm so pleased that we're getting a little bit more warm air around us, and I'm hoping, keeping my fingers crossed, that finally spring will be upon us and we'll have some milder weather. But I have also noticed that a lot of my friends and colleagues have got colds now, and perhaps more so now than in winter when it was really cold. People are falling down like flies and really quite unwell. And I thought that this was a moment to really consider about how to look after your voice and try to prevent colds. Now, obviously, a lot of colds are viruses, and you might be really unlucky sitting next to somebody on the train who's coughing and sputtering. But there are a few things that you can do to try and manage any bugs that might be lurking and causing you to have problems with your voice and vocal cords. One of them is, and it's something that some people that use aeroplanes do, and that is to actually have some saline water in a little tube, and actually to spray your nostrils with the saline solution, because that can cleanse the nasal passages after you've been on a plane or travelling elsewhere. Another is to drink plenty of water, and I've said that many times before, to try and cleanse your body and try and get rid of any bugs. But another one is to, with saline solution or water with some salt diluted in, is to gargle twice a day if you feel that your throat is getting a little bit cloggy, to again cleanse it, to make sure that you don't get any bugs that way. Another thing, and I'm going to sound like my mother, is to sleep properly, have 8 hours of sleep a night, and so that you're refreshed, but also to have lots of fruit and vegetables and vitamin C supplements as well, to make sure that you're eating the right amount and so that you can fight off these bugs. But if you're in any doubt, and certainly if you are doing aeroplane travel, or you are aware of other colleagues or people in close proximity do have some illnesses, just make sure that you try and go through the routine of cleansing your nose and your throat, to make sure that you can try and avoid getting those bugs yourself. So this is Susan from Executive Voice. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye-bye.